800-965-1290.
Alabama lawmakers advancing a bill that would outlaw nearly all abortions in the state. Yesterday, the House passed the bill to make it a felony for doctors to perform an abortion unless there's a serious health risk to the mother. The bill doesn't allow abortion in the case of incest or rape, and supporters' goal is to get this before the Supreme Court, forcing the justices to revisit Roe v. Wade. The bill now moves on to the Alabama State Senate. Police are investigating after two Indiana judges were shot at an Indianapolis White Castle parking lot early this morning. Police have not released their names, but reports say they're both Clark County judges, and one judge is stable while the other is in reportedly critical condition. Police first said that an argument started at a nearby bar and escalated into the gunfire that injured the judges, but detectives later said the argument started in the White Castle parking lot, and there's no evidence that the two judges were targeted. And South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is the ninth Democratic presidential candidate to release his tax returns. Buttigieg released 10 years of the returns this morning, the joint return with his husband showing an adjusted gross income in 2018 of a little more than $150,000, his effective tax rate 13%. He ranks ninth of the 2020 candidates to have released returns so far as income. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
All right, welcome to I Love New Jersey. Location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Flemington here. If you're looking to buy or sell or rent, please contact me in the Flemington office because I'd love to help you. My guest today is Kim Blanda, and she's with Hunterdon Healthcare, and she's always just so great to have on the air because she's so positive and so beautiful and shares so many things and works on so many initiatives to make the residents of Hunterdon County and the surrounding area of New Jersey safer, healthier. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you.
It's great to see you again. Oh, gosh, my pleasure. All right, so let's just get started with, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and also the show that you host.
Healthy Hunterdon.
Healthy Hunterdon. Okay, go for it.
Okay, great. So, again, my name is Kim Blanda. I work for Hunterdon Healthcare. And right now, I am involved in something that's kind of exciting that I'd like to share with everybody, which is I am in the process of doing our next community health needs assessment.
The community health needs assessment is something that all nonprofit hospitals have to do throughout the nation. They do it on a three-year cycle, and it's something they have to do in order to maintain their nonprofit status.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's actually considered a community benefit. So they benefit by their nonprofit status, but they're asked by our government to give back to the communities that they represent. So the community health needs assessment is a process that takes me almost a year to complete. It's a huge process.
Wow.
So I am in the process of the 2019 community health needs assessment. And what that means really is that I look at the health of our community, so primarily Hunterdon and some of the surrounding counties that are close to us, our service area for Hunterdon Healthcare. And I look at a ton of data, whether that's some state data, county data, our electronic health record data, and then I run focus groups throughout the county. So I actually talk to county residents about things that are important to them related to their health. I ask them specifically about quality of life living in Hunterdon County. So sort of the good and the bad.
Yeah, let's hear.
And then their recommendations. So, okay, I'll share some of the information that's come up so far in the focus group. So some of it's very, very interesting because you never know what people are going to say. I'm sure you've probably run focus groups in your work that
yes,
you do.
Yes,
and it's always very interesting because you have in your mind kind of what people are going to come out with, and they always surprise you, right?
Which is the best part.
It really, really
is. Even if it's bad. It's nice to have some fresh air, yeah. Somebody's perspective.
Yeah, so I'll share some serious things and then I'll share some kind of funny things. So definitely the problem in our nation with obesity is on people's mind and how that affects chronic disease and a lot of issues. Certain cancers are related to obesity, obviously, cardiac issues, diabetes, pre-diabetes, and although we are actually considered the healthiest or one of the healthiest counties in New Jersey for the past 7 years, believe it or not.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah, it is good, but I always say we're kind of the best of the worst. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely making improvements here, and I'll talk about some of the work that we're doing for that to get people to a healthier weight. But it's definitely – it should be a high priority for everyone because – you know, we talk about things like substance misuse and gun violence and other horrible issues, but the reality is most of us will die with things that are related to obesity or not being a healthy weight.
Wow. So that's very interesting. Yeah. Who would know?
Yeah. So, but that's not kind of what you hear in the news, you know?
Never.
So not that the other things are not important. They certainly are. So so getting back to the focus group. So obesity, definitely substance misuse. You know, there's a lot of talk in the media and certainly a lot of tragedy around people dying of heroin overdoses.
Other, it's terrible.
Yeah, opioid abuse, our kids, you know, getting into things like that at an earlier age, drinking. Believe it or not, Hunterdon County, I'm not sure. I haven't seen the stats for this year, but we have the highest rate of binge drinking.
What?
In Hunterdon County, yes. We have an alcohol problem here. Who knew? In our Hunterdon bubble, right?
Right.
But we're working at it.
How did they find this out? Like, I know that you do surveys. Yeah, how do you get the data?
So it's a lot of different places. So some of it comes from survey data. Now, we know that when we self-report about our health,
we lie.
I'm sorry. You know, we're always thinner and we drink less and
yes.
We don't smoke and we don't do drugs.
Right.
We exercise every day.
Just to make a funny joke, I know this because personally, when I remember going into the Hunterdon Medical Center on the emergency services for some, I had some kind of a really strange nosebleed that would not cauterize.
Yeah.
And I remember standing there and when the nurse and the doctor came in, they started asking me all the questions that you're asking about. And the doctor just looked at me and goes, "Don't worry, we're going to double everything you say by two." And I was like, "Good." Yeah, no, just joking. Go ahead.
But, you know, but on a, I'm sort of making everything sound horrible here, but the reality is in Hunterdon, we are generally, or compared to nationally and even statewide, we are healthy here.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm making that sound horrible.
Yeah, no. Because I'm thinking in my head of all the 17 or whatever counties. How many counties in New Jersey?
I think there's 21.
21.
Correct.
I stand corrected. I don't know. All I know is that when you were saying about Hunterdon County, and I'm just comparing, my mind's circling through Newark and all the other areas, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, wow.
Well, right.
I thought we were awesome.
Right. Well, no, we are awesome in a lot of ways, but you know, we all still have some work to do.
Of course.
So, what else? So I'll tell you some funny things.
Wait, let's go to our first break and get it over with.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington. I am hosting the guest here on I Love New Jersey, location, 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 which is Hunterdon County, with Kim Blanda from the Hunterdon Healthcare System. We're going to go to our quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
More rounds. All right, welcome back to the show. This is I love New Jersey, and I really do. It's location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Flemington. I hope you're having a great day. I am so happy to bring my guest to you. Her name's Kim Blanda. She's with the Hunterdon Healthcare System, and she's talking about some of the initiatives that the hospital and the healthcare system work on to keep the residents of Hunterdon County and the communities around us safer and healthier.
Yes, yes.
All right, you're going to tell us some fun stories.
Okay, so we were talking about the focus groups, and I started with some serious things. So I'll tell you just some kind of funny things that have come up during the focus group. So I did a focus group with a bunch of seniors. And I love seniors. I just love seniors.
It's because we're getting closer to their age.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think about it. I meditate on it. I'm like, you know what this is about? We're starting to think like them. So that's why we like feel sorry for them. We're getting so close. We want to be close to them so we can understand how we're going to be.
Maybe that's what it is. But you know what it also is? They speak their mind, right?
There's no filters. Yeah, because there's, and there's wisdom.
There's
tremendous
wisdom.
Yeah, been there, seen it, done it. That's who we want to talk to.
Absolutely. I love it. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, when I asked them about quality of life living in Hunterdon County, the first person just looked at me, and I was kind of asking, like, what the positives were, and she just looked at me, and she was like, nothing. And I was like, oh, boy, this isn't going to go well. And then the second person looked at me, and she goes, nothing. And then the third person told me that her cabinets are too deep She can't reach the cans in the back of the cabinet.
Oh, I love
it. I mean, they just come out with the funniest thing. The other funny part was they said there was a teen kid who would skateboard through their parking lot, and that was ruining her quality of life living here.
Oh, boy.
But then they proceeded to tell me about all the great senior services we have here and how the county is so beautiful. And, you know, they love going to ShopRite. And so they had so many positive things to say.
Oh, but yeah.
It was just a funny way to start the focus group.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so I run these focus groups throughout the county as part of the community health needs assessment. And then actually yesterday I held what we call a stakeholder meeting for community leaders. And we had a nice group of community leaders come in and talk about what they think the trends or the forces of change will be for the next 3 to 5 years that will affect people's health.
Oh.
So I could do hot off the press what came up in that. No one
bring it on. Bring
yet.
It on. Yeah. That's what this show's
first.
About. We bring it to you first.
So one of the top five forces, and I don't know if I'm going to remember them all, but one of the ones that came up was definitely substance misuse. So people definitely top of mind, making sure our kids are not getting into using drugs.
How do they prevent that?
You know, it's very difficult. I think it has to start young. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to start talking to kids about, you know, vaping, smoking, like start with the stuff that they get into first, drinking. But some of the things that we need to do are making sure, related to our teens and our youth, is that they have strong connections to people who are a positive influence. So strong family connections. And a little bit later on, I'm going to talk about a family meals campaign that we have going on, which is going to help to address that. We do have a lot of agencies in Hunterdon County who are helping with substance misuse prevention, agencies like Prevention Resources, Hunterdon Behavioral Health. We do have a lot of people here who are really working hard to push out that prevention message. And we have
isn't there a task force now too?
There is. So the county has a there's actually several task forces. There's an opioid task force. And they really, it's a collaboration. So they bring together law enforcement and the county and prevention resources on it. The hospital is on it.
It's amazing what is going on behind the scenes. Yeah.
There's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. Yeah for prevention. So, you know, law enforcement is important because they're able to tell us kind of like what they're seeing and what the trends are, so that we can bring that to the prevention side.
Wow.
Like, you know, you need to
like the intel. Yeah, completely.
Yeah. So wow. It's really important. So anyway, so then the other thing that came out yesterday was social media.
Oh, I'm writing down so we can figure out if we miss of the five. Okay. So you got the abuse, substance abuse, now social media.
Yeah.
So what's that?
Very, very interesting. And it's something I've been thinking about for a while. And so kind of the positive and the negative impact of social media on people's health. Oh. And there's some debate surrounding this. So depending on who you talk to, I'll just give you, this is really the Kim Blanda opinion.
Okay.
But I think, especially with relation to our youth, I think that there's some negatives there. You know, I think kids are very used to getting instant kind of replies and instant gratification, if you will. I've even seen with my own kids, like if somebody doesn't respond to their message right away, it's kind of like a stressor. Like, why didn't this person respond to me? Like, are they mad at me? What's going on here? You know, and they
try start, being a realtor.
Yeah.
They have a long life ahead of them. Yeah, that just doesn't happen. Good.
Yeah. I mean, we all suffer from it to a certain extent. But
it is true. Like, they're so used to instant technology feedback. Whatever. So then all of a sudden when they don't get something, they get anxiety. What happens?
Yes, exactly. They start to get anxiety and they start posturing. Like, why isn't this person returning my calls? Are they mad at me? Is it, and it just, this whole thing goes on in their head. So it's a little crazy. The other issue that I see, you know, it's good and it's bad, is the fastness of social media. So I post something and immediately it's out there to...
I walk down the street and they go, how is Texas? And I'm like, they knew I was visiting my son by the time I even like get out the door.
Right.
But yeah, I know. I can just imagine, especially for those who are on it all the time.
Yes.
And and then what about like the physical appearance and stuff? That must like the bullying and all that comes into play.
So a lot of that goes on as well. Somebody says something not nice, and it goes out to everybody, and you can't get away from it. You know, I was talking to a colleague, and when we were in school, if you had an issue with a classmate, when you went home, that issue, you took a break from it.
Yeah.
Right? And the next day, you might revisit it, but at least you had some time away from it where you could kind of regroup.
Yes.
Or maybe you talked to your parent about it or whatever.
Right.
But now, it just never stops.
It's so
never
terrifying.
Stops.
Yeah.
You know, so... you know, and so on the flip side, I'll try to end with something positive in relation to social media. Messages do get out to a lot of people. So when you talk about prevention, you know, what kind of preventive health tips or things can we send out that people can take advantage of? The thing I will caution people about is that just because something's posted on social media, it doesn't mean it's true.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Right.
Because we have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of controversy about certain topics like vaccines and different things. But we need to make sure that when we're looking at information, what is the source? You know,
And what is the date?
What is the date? What is the source? Is this coming from, you know, the CDC or is it coming from Joe Schmo's website? You know, because
it's really scary when it comes to health.
It's
because if you think about it, you know, you can see in other places, like with real estate, Zillow has the wrong estimates for houses. If you go to like IRS, they change the date for a personal business LLC dates from April 15th to March 15th about a couple years ago.
Okay.
But it was all over the internet that it was still April 15th. So then when everybody filed late, blah, 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 all because of predated stuff. So what you're talking about when it comes to health, oh, my God, it's so important.
Yeah, so it's a perfect example. And that caused a lot of stress.
And fines.
And fines.
Interest. But if you're nice to them, they're nice to you. But anyway, go ahead.
But it just goes to show how...
Absolutely.
You know, but on the other
hand... And it's really hard to get your stuff that's newer on top of that older stuff or the opinionated stuff of the bloggers who depends on the popularity of the person. Yeah.
That's true.
No, but it's so important that you bring it up. So that's important. And I also would say to anyone out there watching that when you do see the Hunterdon Medical Center or some kind of initiative that is a Hunterdon-based credible source, then we ask you guys to share that information. Make sure that we are keeping up with the fact that you guys are trying to battle this, but you need our help.
Right, right. No, I appreciate that, definitely. And the Hunterdon Medical Center, if you're part of one of their practices, they have the patient portal, and they'll send information out through that. So anything that the hospital or the healthcare system sends out is science-based.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just willy-nilly information.
Right, of course.
So, you know, that's trusted information, which is great. So the other, the third one that came up was depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
So now we're talking mental health, and it's a huge concern. It's a huge concern for society in general. You know, Hunterdon is part of that society, and it can be very stressful. This is a beautiful place to live, but we have a very high cost of living.
Right.
And that can be very stressful to maintain that.
I know.
So, yeah.
I get it.
That's what you're trying to do right now.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you're hitting all the things here we need to talk about. It's true. Yeah. But it is. And especially, I bet, for the aging population and the young who are coming in to afford. We have to find a way to be able to bring them in so that they can be paid enough to afford to live here. And we have to be able to keep those that are here. And so it's all anxiety and depression.
It is. It's very hard. And I was saddened about 2 years ago when I was talking to some of the school nurses. And I was saying, you know, what are the biggest issues with kids in our elementary schools right now? And they said poor coping skills and anxiety.
That is just so sad to be so young and have this going on. And how do you correct it? Because coping skills, I mean, it's really terrifying if you do not have coping skills later in life. Because, you know, we see that. And it's just, how do you retrain kind of like an old dog?
Right.
Someone who grew up without any coping skills. I mean, you have to start young now, but how do you do it? Especially if you're fighting the anxiety that they have.
Yeah. So I will say that the schools in Hunterdon County. I mean, one of the main reasons why I moved out to Hunterdon County was for the schools.
Where did you move from?
I was in Springfield.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we do have really good schools here. And the people and the teachers and administrators and the nurses, they do really care. And they are keeping tabs on what's going on with these kids. So based on this information that was coming out, they are really doing a lot of work trying to support kids in, you know, in handling stress. A lot of the schools are now doing meditations. I know Hunterdon Central was doing, I think they called it Meditation Mondays or something, where they were doing it over the AV system in the school. Where
wow.
Everybody, yeah, isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. Awesome.
There's a counselor over there, Ann Biber. I'll give her some props. She's wonderful. And she has been really trying to bring that sort of like stress relief philosophies to the teachers and the students.
Because there's a lot of parents who are not at home and don't even have the idea how to handle it themselves. So they're not teaching them down. Yeah.
They need the strategies too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, and then Rick Falkenstein, who is the head of the Superintendents Association in Hunterdon County, and he's the superintendent over at Kingwood School. He's very involved in the social-emotional learning. And that is also... to me, it's a philosophy of kind of teaching kids how to handle conflict. You know, what do I do if something comes up? Building resilience in kids so that if someone says something not nice to you, you don't fall apart, but
right.
You have a strong constitution where you can be like, well, I know, you know, my face isn't ugly and I'll be fine. And, you know, whatever,
I love those kids.
Know, kind of
you
thing.
Can kind of see them when you're talking to them. The ones that have like a very strong self-worth. Mm-hmm. And it does take, you know, the thick skin.
Right.
And then there's those that don't. And then they have to have help.
Right. So if we can build those skills for, you know, managing our stress, but also handling conflict as a child, obviously that carries over into the workplace. And, you know, then when you become a parent yourself, you're teaching your children those skills. So the schools are really trying, and they're doing a great job with trying to change the trajectory for these future students, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... that's good.
Okay, so you've got depression.
So that was three.
Yeah.
Oh, so you brought up actually the fourth one, and these aren't necessarily in order, but which is our aging workforce, mm-hmm. our aging leaders, and just in Hunterdon County, we do have an aging population, and we do need to think about how to keep young people here, how to bring young people here, as well as at the same time supporting our aging population who wants to stay here, and we want them to stay here. We value them. So so that is something we have to consider. How do we support them?
What do they say? Do you have any kind of throws on the whiteboard?
Well, let me think. Well, definitely the aging workforce is a, you know, an issue in aging leadership. I mean, if you look at some of our organizations and the leadership that's there, we need to be planning for the next group, a younger group to come in to, you know, kind of take over our businesses. And I know that, you know, Hunterdon Healthcare, they plan for things like that, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm sure a lot of the organizations do. So we need to support organizations that are trying to do that.
Well, when you were just, the first thing that you said, I think one of the first things was that you had the stakeholder meeting of the leaders in the county, right? And I'm thinking, I know who they are. Everybody knows who they are because their logos are on the same everywhere, everything. And they are so responsible and they give so much to the community. But at some point, they're retiring and they've got to be getting tired of all the asks because they're not getting less, they're getting more. And so, you know, how are they holding up? I can imagine.
Well, I won't say who was there because I haven't, you know, I didn't ask their permission, but it was a mixed group. So there was definitely varied ages there. So we're good.
That's
we're
good.
Okay.
That's good.
And you're right. The leaders of this community are very, very dedicated, not just to their own organizations, but the fact that they came out for that 2 hour, and it was a 2 hour meeting, and it was a really working meeting, and they were giving of their time and their talents, and from all different sectors. I mean, name a sector, they were probably there,
right.
Which was amazing. Mm-hmm. So we have a very generous community, as you know. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the other reasons why people love living in Hunterdon County. And that did come up in the focus groups.
Oh, that's nice.
I can't tell you how many times nice people came up on the focus group.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I agree. I love Hunterdon County. I love New Jersey, but I love Hunterdon County.
I do too. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise your family because we do have people that are very generous and giving of their
like
time.
Like you. Like you're like, you know, the paddling of the duck under the water, working as hard as possible, but looking gracious on top.
Well, I appreciate that. Maybe not every day, but I try. So that meeting went. So what do we have there?
Okay, so we had the substance abuse, social media, depression and anxiety, aging workforce leaders, aging out.
Okay, and then the last one, which everyone will appreciate, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get this exactly in the right wording, but was the affordability.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And that is...
What can they do about it? I know.
It's New Jersey.
So what happens when you talk about it? Like, is there anything going on to say, okay, this is what we have to try to do? Or
yeah.
What can you do?
I know. I think from a health perspective, we need to advocate for groups that are either underinsured or, you know, not insured. But it's even the people who have insurance, like people with high deductible plans, you know, we need to make sure they're making a livable wage so they can pay those, you know, those deductibles.
Yeah.
And then what kind of social services are available? It was brought up actually that our Medicare population, which is a large population, we just talked about our aging population, and most of them will be on Medicare if they're not already. And, you know, that system is good to a point, but there's not a lot of social services for people with Medicare. So, for instance, just say somebody needed help in their home, so they have maybe insurance to pay for their doctor's bills and their hospital bills and things like that, but then maybe they need someone to help get them washed up, or maybe they need help assistance getting their groceries, or, you know, that kind of help. That's not covered.
It comes out of the pocket.
You know, that's out of pocket. You know, initially when you get out of the hospital, it might be covered for a short time. But after that, you're on your own.
Did you guys, like, touch upon it all, like, the way that our age, we have the kids and the parents to take care of, too?
Because as the generation.
Yeah, because as the parents live longer and needing... And because they are older, they have other problems that, you know, so we are responsible for helping them and the kids. Mm-hmm. And so who's helping us? Put it on the to-do list.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
It is very, we go back to the stress topic. Right?
Oh, there you go.
It's 100%, Jeannie. I don't even know what to tell you. 100%. Like, we are. We're caring for our kids, and we're caring for our community, and we're caring for our, you know...
Parents
that are getting older. So what kind of support to do for us? I mean, I think it's a matter of, first of all, from a health perspective, are we keeping up with our health? Are we getting our preventive care? Are we, you know, going for our colonoscopy when we turn 50 or whatever the recommendation is from our doctor based on our history? Are we getting our mammograms? Are we, you know, are we keeping up with our own health?
But good point.
And even beyond that, what are we doing every day to support our bodies to get us through all the stress, right?
Working out every day.
And it's, you know what, and I have a philosophy, and I'm a realist, you know, mm-hmm. right? Working out every day is probably not going to happen in my life, but I do know that it's important. And so small changes, big impact is my hashtag. It's the hashtag for my healthy lifestyles group and for the Partnership for Health, which I can talk about. But what it basically means is, just find something small that you can change in your life to make a positive impact. So maybe for you, maybe that's getting an extra hour of sleep.
Oh. That's, good idea.
Or maybe that's adding a vegetable, you know, mm-hmm. every day. small changes, because what we
find... Well, it's interesting. People wouldn't think of taking an extra hour of sleep. That would be like the last thing I would expect you to say, but you're right. It'd probably make a huge difference.
If you're not getting enough sleep, it's going to make a huge difference. But so you kind of have to look at your own life and see where are ways that I'm kind of not doing as great as I want to be doing.
Give a couple more tips like that.
Sure.
And then we're going to get to our break, and then you're going to talk about in the last 10 minutes about what's going on.
So another suggestion would be... changing what you're drinking. So if you're drinking things that have sugar in them, sugar-sweetened beverages, switching over to things that are unsweetened, like unsweetened iced tea or seltzers or water flavored with lemon or cucumber or mint leaves or whatever else you want to throw in there, it makes a huge difference. Do you know, over the course of a year, if you give up one soda a day, you will lose, I think it's up to 20 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
I wish I drank soda. Darn. That would have been easy.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. But that's amazing.
That's a huge impact over the course of a year, right? For a small change.
Just for one thing.
This is what I'm talking about. You don't have to go.
Wow.
If you try to go full bore and change everything in your life, chances are you're not going to stick with it.
Fail.
So choose something small that's doable for you. And when you're successful, you'll say to yourself, ooh, I did that. Now I can do something else. And over time, you'll be living a healthier lifestyle.
Cool. Very cool. I love it. I love when you do things small, like you said, instead of overwhelming yourself and setting yourself up for failure, start with something small.
Be successful.
All right. Definitely. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey. And you know I love saying that. I just love saying that. I don't know why. And all my guests love New Jersey, too. We particularly love Hunterdon County. Location, location, location. If you're looking for any real estate transactions, sales, purchase, commercial, rental, please call me in the Flemington office. And my guest, Kim Blonda from Hunterdon Healthcare System, she's the advocate out there working the community to make us all healthier. And she's great. So glad to have her here. So stay with us for a second. We'll be right back. And she's going to tell us about what's going on in the community.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, we're back here with I Love New Jersey Radio on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And I love saying that because it always makes my guests laugh. I think it's fun. I hope you laugh when I say it too. It just makes me laugh. Anyway, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and Kim Blonda is telling us about the initiatives that the Hunterdon healthcare system are doing to make sure that we're all as healthy as could be.
Yeah, so thank you for having me. I actually want to talk about a couple things going on with the Partnership for Health, which is a health coalition that Hunterdon Healthcare is a part of. But we have over 60 different organizations that are part of that Partnership for Health. So we all come together to work for the common good for the residents of Hunterdon County and try to get them to be the healthiest they can be. So after I do that whole community health needs assessment that we were talking about in the beginning, we put together teams of people at the hospital, but also through the Partnership for Health to work on these initiatives.
Cool.
So, and we are going to be at Community Day, which is a Chamber of Commerce sponsored event on June 1st. We're going to have a tent actually in the chamber tent.
Can you believe it's only a month away?
I know.
It's crazy.
Hopefully the weather is going to get better.
Yeah.
But we're going to be talking about our family meals campaign. So some of the things that you and I talked about earlier, like substance misuse and anxiety and depression, some of those things can be helped by simply having regular family meals with your kids.
Yeah.
There's so much science behind the benefit. So we know that when people eat their family meals together, they tend to eat healthier. The portion size is smaller than when we go out to eat. I mean, you probably know that even in your own home. But there's so many other benefits. And there's actually Harvard studies. Like, these are some really big, good sources that we're getting this information from. We know that kids who eat regular family meals have higher vocabularies.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because they're talking to their parents.
Wow.
Their reading skills are better. And there's a lower rate of substance misuse for teens that regularly have family meals with their families.
Wow.
Lower rates of depression and anxiety. So
they're probably getting it out in the conversations, and
that's exactly what's happening. They're having those family connections. They're talking. They feel like they belong somewhere. They're hopefully putting down their phones while they're having these family meals. but
like, that's a really big deal. It should be really a rule or something. I mean, if you can take it for 15 minutes, you know.
Sometimes I have to yell at my husband to put the phone.
Oh, out. God. Guilty as charged.
But I think it's, you know, family meals is something positive that we can promote. Who wouldn't want to sit down with their family and have a nice family meal? But we know that for some people, they're going to say, well, I don't have time.
Well, I was just going to say, and some of the people who say they don't have time are also busy doing sports for their kids. I mean, there's so much going on, like, where there's like the people who overbook their children too, and they can't have the dinners. They think they're doing great for the sports, but then they don't have the dinners.
Right. So there is a lot going on, but, we want people to remember that family meals could be breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Oh, nice. Doesn't clarification. Have to be dinner. That's good.
And
that's
also,
really cool. See, that's very important. You know, morning. Breakfast, you have time probably better, perhaps.
Sometimes. People may.
Some
right?
people.
It's
right.
different for everybody. And we know that science shows that the benefits are for three or more meals per week. So, you know, for some people, three meals might be all they could do.
Mm-hmm.
Three family meals. But okay. I say, go ahead and do it.
Right.
Five seems to be the more optimal number if you can get to five family meals, but the benefits start at three.
Wow.
So anything you
That's
can
good.
Do from
That's good
three
information.
On is great. So the other thing that the Partnership for Health did in collaboration with ShopRite of Hunterdon County, and we love them. They're so gracious to our community.
Yes, we do.
But they helped us to create a video about not just the benefits, but how to make it easy. So don't laugh, but I went into the store and they actually filmed me. It was my little debut, my actress debut, doing a video on how to make that happen. So we talked about if you have no time, pick up a rotisserie chicken, bag of spinach, potato, done, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you have a little more time, they have a meals case that has all the ingredients to make a healthy meal all in one place. So you don't have to go around the store. You just run in, grab everything that's there. There's a recipe card. You're out the door. If you have a little more time, then you can plan for your family meals during the week. That's really the ideal situation for busy people if they can plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So they know, okay, I'm going to be home Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and Saturday. So they plan to do a family meal those nights.
Nice.
And then we also talked about
Crock-Pots.
Well, that is, yes.
What?
Crock-Pots.
That's awesome.
But, you know,
no, I love them. I think it's awesome.
Crock-Pots are great.
Yeah.
But, again, you just have to plan.
Right.
So you have to plan a little bit. But prioritize it because the benefits are worth it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the messaging of that program. So we have posters that we made up about benefits of family meals. We're going to put them in the practices, schools.
When you're talking, okay, so I was going to say, who are you talking to? So you're talking to schools. Are you trying to tell the kids that they need to pay attention? Are you trying to tell the adults?
So we're trying to tell more the adults, uh-huh. the people who are actually making the meals. Mm-hmm. So we will put posters up at schools, but primarily we're talking to the parents. Mm-hmm. So we want to hit the physician practices. You know, we want our mm-hmm. physicians to saying, are you having regular family meals? When my daughter went for her last physical, mm-hmm. the doctor actually asked, do you have family meals? Do you sit down to dinner with your family?
Wow.
And I was so impressed. I was like, that's amazing. Because the science is there.
Yeah. And I was going to say, if they are starting to measure this at Harvard and they see the results, then down the road, they can make comparatives even more on them asking in a physical. And then later, the coping skills or the depression, and it goes back to the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many real, legitimate benefits and things that we need to work on, right? Mm-hmm. So please, everyone, start planning your family meals. It doesn't have to be a 10-course meal. You know, it can be a simple rotisserie chicken that you can pick up.
I've always been about that. My family was all about it. My kids are grown now. I don't see them, and so it's like me and my husband, but we still have dinner together. But I tell you,
it's important.
It is, and it's fun. I mean, I know it's busy, but it is fun. It's much better.
Yeah,
if you can do it.
You definitely
somehow
need to keep those family connections. So we will be at the June 1st Community Day, and we're starting a social media campaign. Oh. It's called Commit to Family Meals, and we are going to have potholder mitts.
Oh, cute.
I should have brought one with me today.
Oh, that's so cute.
That people can hold up and post on social media that they're committing to family
meals. Wow, that's great.
So it'll be kind of like a fun thing to do at the Community Day event.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes. And so the other thing that we do with the Chamber is the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. And that's something we started about 3 years ago because we wanted to talk to people about their health and encourage them to live a healthier lifestyle. But in Hunterdon County, most people are at work, right? Because of that high cost of living that we talked about earlier.
Yes.
So so we decided to take that information to the workplace. And the Chamber has just been phenomenal in helping us do that. So since they already had an established communications network, we've used that to push out health information to business people. But things they can use in their real life, you mm-hmm. know, so, maybe it's bringing your lunch instead of going out every day, or maybe it is how to provide a meal for your family in 20 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, when you get home, mm-hmm. or maybe it's taking a walking meeting.
I remember when you told me this a couple of years ago, when we were over the other, Chamber building, and you came on, and I remember it still sticks in my head how you were talking about during, like, instead of having a meeting where you sit down in the office, you actually walk around the floor, you know, do a couple runs and have your meeting like that.
Yeah.
That is totally vivid in my mind still from when you told me that. I think that's a great tip.
And you know what? It's so nice on a nice day. If it's just you and another colleague meeting, like, take a walk and go talk.
That's
you know?
So great. Yeah.
And a lot of times you're more productive because you just feel better.
Right.
You know, being outside and getting your blood moving a little bit. You know, they say, I'm sure you've heard this expression, sitting is the new smoking.
Oh.
I don't know if you've heard that.
I didn't, but.
But that is true. So now, like, we do. We sit way too much. And the recommendation is to get up once every hour.
So, or have those desks that you can stand at. That's cool.
Or have the desk that you can stand at or do a little bit of both. I have a, I forget what they're called, those really large balls that they use in physical therapy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I sit on that at my desk because it doesn't have any arms or anything.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of tighten your core in order to not fall off the ball.
Right. You're doing like a workout without working out.
Exactly. So again, small changes we can make if you have an Apple Watch or mm-hmm. a Fitbit or something that reminds you to get up and move, or you can set something on your phone to help you get up, because I know if I don't remind myself to get up, it sounds terrible, but I won't get up.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm at my desk for 3-4 hours and I'm like, I haven't moved. Mm-hmm. And it's really not good. It's not healthy. So we need to, you know, we need to do these little things and they go a long way.
Yeah. So. You told us a bunch of little things that we can go a long way with today.
Yes. Yes.
So you have like 3 minutes left.
Okay.
Two minutes.
Okay.
Yep.
So back to Healthy Hunterdon Workforce. So what we're really trying to do is create a culture of health in the workplace. And I'll bring up Ed Quickie's accounting firm, because they were probably the first people that we went to about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And they said, you know what, we want to do better with bringing health into the workplace and making it a healthier environment. which we thought was great. So I went and talked to them, and now they have healthier snacks in their lunchroom. I know during tax season they bring in food for their employees because they work like a bazillion hours during tax season.
Yeah.
And they now try to bring in healthier things for people to eat. And I was talking to Jessica over there, and she's like, it's made such a difference in the office because, first of all, the employees feel like they're cared for. You know, their bosses want them to be healthy. And, of course, for the business, you want your employees to be productive, right?
Right.
So if they're healthy and they're not getting sick as much, they're not, you know, sluggish. So it's really good for everybody to promote
Absolutely.
Healthy behaviors.
That's great. And it's so also engaging. They become more engaged, and then they're healthier as it is, and then they're more productive.
Yeah, and happier.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what ultimately you want, right, is happy employees. So.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of good stuff going on around the county. It's
Thank
a great
you.
Place to live.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is the greatest place to live. Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Location, location, location. Especially having our awesome Kim Blonda and the Hunterdon Healthcare System here to protect us. So thanks for watching in today. I'll be back at 3 o'clock for Talented People. Kim, thanks for being
Thank
here
you.
For all you do.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for watching in. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr is before a Senate committee at this hour discussing his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. Democrats saying that Barr mischaracterized the conclusions when he delivered a 4-page summary to Congress a few weeks ago. But during a Senate hearing today, Barr said he was as surprised as Democrats were that Mueller did not reach a conclusion when it came to obstruction of justice.
The report recounts 10 episodes and discusses potential legal theories for connecting the president's actions to elements of obstruction offenses.
The South Central U.S. is cleaning up after dozens of tornadoes tore through that region yesterday. Severe storms rolling across the region, bringing hail and flooding and at least 25 tornadoes to Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr is before a Senate committee at this hour discussing his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. Democrats saying that Barr mischaracterized the conclusions when he delivered a four-page summary to Congress a few weeks ago. But during a Senate hearing today, Barr said he was as surprised as Democrats were that Mueller did not reach a conclusion when it came to obstruction of justice.
The report recounts 10 episodes and discusses potential legal theories for connecting the president's actions to elements of obstruction offenses.
The South Central U.S. is cleaning up after dozens of tornadoes tore through that region yesterday. Severe storms rolling across the region, bringing hail and flooding and at least 25 tornadoes to Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by HomeAdvisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book